Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What was that?
That sounded gaseous.
Where did that come from?
Was that you? No, it really was. I would have been proud to admit.
That wasn't anything to be proud of.
We ready?
Yes.
Born ready.
The following program is brought to you by Moore Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at moorebroadcasting.com.
The Mike O'Mara Show opening segment is brought to you today by our Amazon page, your back-to-school headquarters, please. You know, it powers the show when you buy your stuff through the Amazon link on our website. It is our number one source of monetizing this show. If you love this show, it doesn't cost you any extra. Please go to Amazon and go through MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. That will take you directly to your account. And the good news is we get the credit. You can't imagine how much you help this show when you go to Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show. You save money and support the show when you shop through MikeO'MaraShow.com.
All right. Thank you, Mike O'Mara, who is not actually here. And look, this is so intimate because it's me and my buddy Mark.
Hi, Rob.
Did you have a nice holiday?
Oh, sure.
Well, let me play that again.
What was that?
This was
Labor Day.
We're back after the Labor Day holiday. I'm busy. I'm dialing because we're calling. We've got to get here.
That damn rotary
phone.
This
is an exciting thing. I haven't talked to this guy ever. And we
Who
have
are you calling?
You're going to see in a second. He was a big player over the weekend at the RNC, the Republican National Convention.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi, are you there?
Yeah.
Is this the party to whom we are speaking?
Who am I talking to?
Is this Clint?
Oh.
Well, that depends. Are you a member of the media?
I am, but I'm a preferred member of the media. It's Rob Spiewak with the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Spiewak?
Yeah.
Is that Polish?
Yes. Well, yeah, I guess. I'm not sure that it matters, but yes, it is.
Yeah, the Polacks are bringing the country down.
We are?
Yeah.
I don't recall you bringing that up during the speech.
What speech?
Remember, we should perhaps set the table. You know, I think it was...
Hold on.
What? Okay.
Mm. Having my breakfast.
Oh, no. What's for breakfast?
Mm. Having a boiled egg.
A hard egg?
Dry wheat toast.
Mm.
And I still work out.
Do you? Can you
I get
tell
out of my gym and I work out even at
really
whatever my age is.
Can you tell me
what?
Can you discuss
very
your workout?
Old.
My workout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you did. You looked remarkably fit at the Republican National Convention when you did that wonderful bit.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I don't care about that.
Big news.
Do you remember it?
I got a new movie coming out.
You do?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh. What's it called?
Yeah.
You had to ask me the tricky one.
All right, then let's move on.
I don't know what it's called.
Let's move on.
It's pretty good, though. It's
Dirty Harry 2.
Got a girl in it.
Got a girl in it? What's her name?
Oh, no, I don't know. anyway, I eat a boiled egg.
A hard egg.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the dry wheat toast, and you work out.
What?
Okay, so you were at the Republican National Convention. What day was that again?
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
It's Saturday.
This is going great.
Now, you did a great job.
Hold on.
I think it was Thursday night.
I don't remember if I left my dogs out or not.
Oh.
Do you have dogs?
I got dogs.
How many?
I don't know.
What kind of dogs?
Why don't you guys just ease up?
Okay.
Oh.
Ease up with the questions.
Now, I know you've got, you are
sons
sort
of bitches.
You're an anti-media guy.
Yeah, I don't care for the media.
And you agreed to come on our show because of a mutual friend. He's not here today.
Buzz.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Is he on his cruise?
Yeah, he's on his senior's cruise.
I was going to go on that senior cruise.
Oh, really?
What are the requirements?
Well, you're not much other than you have to like cake. You really gotta like cake.
You like cake?
I love cake. I like all kinds of cake. I like chocolate cake, carrot cake. I like blueberry cake.
Do you like chocolate cake?
I love chocolate. I just said that.
I just tested.
What are you doing, trying to confuse me? Hey. So you're like Barack Obama. You know, you're throwing all those lies around. You know, and if you don't do the job, they gotta throw you out.
So you don't care for our current president?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Are you going to vote? You're going to vote Republican this year?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, who are you going to vote for?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm not voting for the Republicans or the Democrats.
Oh.
I just got up to do my sketch with the empty chair and say, throw Obama out.
Did you get
I'm not voting for Romney.
That was a good sketch.
Oh, thank you. You know, it went over like gangbusters.
It really did.
I think I improved my image.
Well, you love improv, don't you?
I love him. Yeah.
Would you ever do Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I'd do it in a minute. I love it. It's my favorite kind of improv. Let's do
one right now.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, well, then what we'll need from Mark, we'll need a variable.
Okay.
I'll set it up.
Okay.
It'll be easier.
Okay? No.
Mark's the store owner.
Okay, what kind of store?
An ice cream shop.
Not cake?
You're gonna order your favorite ice cream.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna order mine.
Okay, and we come in together?
And the fun will happen.
All right, I'll go first. All right.
All right, you go first.
Okay, here we go.
All right, go. Knock, knock, knock.
Hi, storekeep.
Hi, welcome to Goldstein's Ice Cream. How may I help you?
He's Jewish, Clint.
Huh?
He's Jewish.
I don't get it.
That's not part of the improv.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now start again.
Okay.
Start again. If you're going to do the improv, you got to do it right.
All right.
Right from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, welcome to Rosenberg Ice Cream Store. How may I help you today?
I'd like two scoops of chocolate chip mint, please.
Okay, no problem. Do you want it green or...
Green.
Okay, let
Very
me get that for you. One second.
Hi. I see you got an any day sundae.
Any day Sunday.
And any day Sunday.
Okay.
Up there.
You want toppings on?
Yeah, I want strawberry.
Okay, sure.
And I want hot fudge.
Right, okay.
And I want you to do that. I want the day Sunday.
The day Sunday.
Yeah,
because
then I can tell you what to make. Get it? Well, Rob, get the show started. Mr. Goldstein, you're not doing it right.
No, he didn't do it right.
I didn't.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Say, Doc, are you trying to get yourself in trouble with the law? This ain't rabbit hunting season.
It's not?
No, it's duck hunting season. That, sir, is an investigated fabrication. It's wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. I say it's duck season, and I say fire. Let's try that again. Okay, I'll start it this time. Right. Wabbit season. Duck season. Wabbit season. Wabbit season. Duck season. Fire! Okay, this time you start it.
Whatever you say.
Wabbit. Duck! Fire!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
You know, whenever I hear this song, I think of Guitar Hero.
Really?
Is it a part of Guitar Hero?
This is the original, I think, the original song on the original Guitar Hero.
Yep.
And I didn't know it that well, believe it or not. I really didn't play You Mammy's All Right, Daddy's All Right. And I was just, I was really bad at it.
It makes me think of Damone.
Yes.
It makes me think.
Sure.
But I didn't get into Guitar Hero until it was the Beatles' Guitar Hero.
Me too.
So that's when I really began to follow it.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. Hello, Cappy. It's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded more than 14.5 million times, and we're heard in 150 countries worldwide. Don't call us because we don't have the phones turned on.
No. Today is the day they should call, Mike, but wait for us to answer.
Yes,
it is
please.
Our the microphone sounds odd.
Does it?
Does
just
it really?
a little odd to me. A little low end heavy.
You know what it is?
A little low end.
I think
heavy.
After your weekend, you might be a little
low end. No, it's not my. That's like every calling everything allergies.
All right, how about this?
Yeah,
is that a little better?
We'll
a little brighter?
What the hell?
And also, you got to admit, you've been looking for something to blame on RJ now that he's gone.
Yes.
Wanted sabotage to happen.
I think he sabotaged us.
Of course.
Because he had to get down to take pictures
right.
of his office in the rain in the dead of night.
And you know, what I'm sad about is that he has left the show.
Yes.
And we will not be able to discuss his hoarding
yes.
with him here. So it'll be kind of like throwing him under the bus.
Right.
Oscar, we did the vignette early today. Sorry about that because I got to get out of Dodge today. So my sincere apologies.
Hey, look who's here, Mike.
Oscar Santana was recording a special in the studio next door, and he just happened to come over here.
He said, get off the phone with Marco Rubio.
Oh, Marco
yes.
Rubio.
Oh.
Yes,
he's a good boy.
Hey, our show today is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College.
Where?
Healthcare providers. You need to renew your CPR certification every 2 years. Are you up to date?
No.
NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at Harley-Davidson. No.
What?
NBC.
Are you Dick Robinson?
Hi, this is Dick Robinson. I was going to evolve into Ed McMahon.
Right.
Oh, okay.
NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook, and that's the most important thing you can do for them. They love
they
that.
They love that. Mm-hmm.
That's,
yeah.
like a, that's like a gold coin floating from the sky.
That's right.
When you like them.
Settle down, Mark.
At NVCC AHA Training Center. Registration's open now, so click their ad on our website. Northern Virginia Community College and American Heart Association Training Center. Take a class. Save a life. One of the tough things, and mm-hmm. it seems like whenever we take an extra day,
yeah.
like we did on Friday,
right.
you get the gold coin that is the Clint Eastwood speech at the Republican National
every
Convention.
Every time. There's always something.
Every time there will be something where I said that and I said, oh my God, that would have been my bit. So I just waited till Tuesday yeah. and did it for you on Tuesday.
And we'll have more analysis in the audio vault because it is pretty rich.
And yes. you know what? I am in a Bill Maher's camp on that.
Have him talking about
where,
it too.
Where I thought he did okay.
I did too.
He had a captive audience. He was just doing, it wasn't political really.
No.
It was just kind of him being, you know, and the idea, he's one of the only people in the country that could really make a joke about the term go F yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
And I thought that was
that
was
sort
funny.
Of a Teflon guy. You know what he is? He's like our modern day Jimmy Stewart now
right.
that we don't have Jimmy Stewart anymore.
Yes.
The last great Hollywood elder statesman.
Right.
And his S doesn't stink.
But
he
you
can
know
do
what
he needs to do.
At the same time,
Jimmy Stewart's ass.
A huge miscalculation by the Republican Party because that is what everybody was talking about,
yeah.
and that's not what they wanted at all. That was the night that Mitt Romney spoke, for mm-hmm. God's sake.
I was 10 minutes into Clint's speech before I realized it wasn't a hologram.
I
said, that looks so lifelike.
So then, disappointed.
And then Romney comes on, and it's like,
yeah. Now that should have been a hologram, but one that Jesus. Smelled like cologne.
I mean, and I will tell you, on a political note, you know, we've got another. I might be getting burned out, but then again, I'm not. I'm going to be watching it all week
you
long.
Love this.
I'll
the
be
RNC
watching
show?
This stuff. Yeah,
the DNC show.
It's like between football and that, lots of games going
yeah.
on to watch. And I will tell you, Paul Ryan, the more I see this guy, the more he scares the crap out of me.
Why is that?
There's something about him. There's some. You all right? Now you remember I predicted Mitt Romney is going to win the election.
Yes.
Yeah, a long time
and
ago.
And I maintain that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I still think that's going to happen. I will tell you this also. You mark my words. Something is up with that guy, Paul Ryan.
Skeletons in his closet.
Skeleton. He looks like a skeleton.
Yeah. There is something. I don't think it's sexual, but it could be.
His BMI?
I don't know what it is.
Body mass index.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but there's just something there. There's a meanness there that means he did something.
I looked at him. I got a good look at him today, and first of all, he does look like Skeletor, and yeah, I think he might live in Castle Grayskull. I think he really might, but also
he has the eyebrows that are in that continuous, permanent raised position.
Right.
Yeah.
Which means
I am always surprised,
lying through my teeth.
Also,
every time I talk,
I do think that
I'll take senile Joe Biden any day.
When I saw him on the Today Show, he seems to shoehorn that he prays.
Yes.
We pray on it. We prayed on it. We prayed about it. Yeah. And you know what? I don't begrudge a man his faith.
Right.
But
I don't either.
But when he talks outwardly, when the question doesn't involve praying on it, and you know what will be next, you'll say, well, we're having a prayer breakfast.
Yeah.
That's always the next step.
Yeah, yeah.
So watch out with him and his Johnny Surprise-O eyebrows.
I am really someone who is absolutely wonderful with religion.
Yeah.
Unless you throw it at me.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
I agree
when
with you.
When you try to throw it at me, like, for example, I'm fine with a guy that will say, I thank God for that team. I thank God that they came my way.
Right.
You know, it's that when he gets into, I want to praise the Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and so, and he goes
it
for
all
10 minutes
from
on
him
that.
And, yeah.
You know, my mom believes and says, you know, Jesus isn't paying attention to you, pal.
Right.
You didn't
I
have money on
God.
The game.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I feel bad that you say that you don't like that outward display of religion when I tried to baptize you at Linda's birthday party.
That, you could have done that this weekend.
Aren't you going to Haiti with a kind of a religious...
I am, and I made it extremely clear to that group that I would not sign their certain
their petition.
Papers that because I respect what they do and I respect their religion and they have graciously respected my beliefs as well, which means they're good folk. And I think that, you know, that, but that is, make no doubt about it. There are plenty of mission trips down there. There are NGOs down there that are, you know, doing good work, but I just don't want.
What's NGO?
Just non-government organizations.
Oh, I have a BINGO.
And so.
Bingo was his name-o.
Thank you, Rob. Can I answer Mr. Santana, who decided he'd just start the, he'd hit the ground running this week.
He's
and,
ready to go.
And cause controversy.
Just
right,
a thought
right now.
He's got his blue shoes on. He's ready to go.
But I said that I will be happy to pray with you in the morning. I'll do that type of thing. That's fine. I'm there to, you know, to just be a... What are you laughing at?
The notion of
Jesus, you too. You too, right off the bat. It's a Tuesday. It's a short week, and you two little MFers
coming
here.
Okay, you want to know what I'm laughing at?
What
and
are you
I
laughing
did,
at?
I stifled. I
what?
Stifled for you.
What?
Ian. The notion of you praying with a group. And
well,
you know,
I prayed. I was raised Catholic. I
no,
used to go to mass
every
Sunday.
And you know
Sunday.
What? And what's going to happen is you're going to do something like when you said King Vitaman, and you're going to make people laugh
no,
at the prayer.
No,
you
I
are.
Won't.
You're going to say amen like Charlie.
It's
or you're going to say thanks be to God like Morgan Freeman, and you're going to be. You're
no,
going to cut
I'm
up.
With, I'm with Rob where I think Cannonball Run. That's what I think.
Dean Martin dressed as a priest. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I gotta bless her.
Well, they're coming.
That's my thought. You want to know why I laugh? That's
right.
Why I laugh.
The thing that's
you're
great about these people is I have been very honest and very upfront about it, and because that was a concern of mine.
Yeah.
And you know, and I'm fine with structure, religious structure for these kids down there because God, you know, good Lord, having anything of structure is what
An
they
outline.
Need.
Yeah.
And I think in order to get the help, they have to go this route, and so I'm fine with all of that. I really am. And that's it. I get creeped out when it's we'll pray on it. You know, it's just like when you're making that religion
right
creep in to
active.
The government that makes me nervous.
Now, how about this? How do you feel about when someone asks for prayers for say a relative?
Oh, I'm
you're
pray.
Okay with that, right?
You know, and here's my feeling on Bill Maher. I said this to somebody over the weekend. I might have said it in a slurred way.
I said
about Bill Maher. What's funny about Bill Maher and his movie Religious, is that what it is?
It was a great film.
And it was a great film, but it is extremely anti-religion.
It is.
And I'm fine with even that if that's his belief system. But Bill Maher is a self-proclaimed, he calls himself an atheist. I guess that's self-proclaimed.
Yeah, yeah.
He calls himself an atheist. Well, atheism is a belief set.
It is.
So when you consider... The guy next door that might be praying to a temple and you're saying how ridiculous he is,
you're doing exactly the same thing.
What he's doing with your belief, saying, well, I know I'm right. I know that there's
and
nothing. I know that we turn into worm food. I'm here to say I don't believe that.
And
I don't
you're
necessarily
forcing
know
it,
whether that's
right.
true.
And he's forcing it on other people more so
yeah.
by making a major
he's
motion
doing
picture
the
about it.
Because there is, when you're talking about religion in general, you're talking about faith. You're talking about... a mindset that you have that you believe is correct with no empirical data whatsoever to back it up. Well, that's the same with atheism.
Yep.
There is no more evidence to prove that we turn into worm food that there is that we go up to a magic castle in the
that's
sky
right.
with a man with long white hair
sure.
who welcomes us in and says, and would I love it to be? I've always said, I would love to have contact with people that have gone before me. That will
that
be
would
heaven.
Be the best.
That will be heaven
that would be the best.
If there is a heaven. So I can, listen, I don't have to necessarily believe that's going to be 100% true, but I sure would like it to be true. And that's on my way to the faith.
And
you know?
Do you ever, when you really stop and think about it, if it exists, and frankly, I don't know, but
yeah.
I do think that if heaven was heaven, it would be able to contact loved ones that you no longer have contact
oh,
with.
God, I'd love
but
that.
Also, wouldn't it be even better if you could meet up with them and it was on puffy clouds and there were harps, like in a Three Stooges short?
Would you like me to get a little deep into
yeah.
my theology?
Yeah,
yeah, please. I would.
Okay, think of that. A lot of people feel that way about heaven.
Yeah.
That you go and people that have gone before you
yeah.
or people that come after mm-hmm. you know, that you predeceased, you
right.
are able to see your grandchildren.
Right.
You're mm-hmm. able to see. And here's the thing. What if you have lived a life that doesn't result in loving anybody? Of having, you know, and he points at Oscar.
I'm sorry. I got my hand fell asleep.
What are you talking about?
Just trying to get some blood moving.
He's
got his.
I'll be alone.
He's sitting there with his little hands folded.
Yeah.
He's got his little trouble face on today.
No, I'm
anyway,
good.
So,
life is great.
Great.
I tell you, two thumbs up.
So we'll get to you in a second. Why don't I believe this man?
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that if you lead a life, where you don't have any human contact of any significance whatsoever,
right.
whether it's with parents, whether it's with uncles, aunts, wives, children, whatever. If you do that, you know, you're going to go up there and there's not
going to
be anything.
So it's going
and
to be hell.
And that's
going to
be like hell.
I see that.
Doesn't that make sense?
It does.
And you're soulless and you're all alone?
I
yeah.
think I
yeah.
know the answer.
Yeah,
I think I'm pretty sure I know the answer already. The one person that you'd want to see when you passed.
The person I want to see?
Yeah. Let's say we take you. Hmm. Let's say
like I'd have to have one.
Well, the first one.
The first one I want to see is my father.
That's what right. I suspected. Yeah.
And if my mother, you know, goes before
I'm talking
me,
about
my
today.
Mother.
I'm talking
know,
today.
Today would be my dad. I'd like okay. to see him with my dad. I was not ridiculously close with my father,
right.
but I loved him, and I'd like to see him up there. And then I'd love to see my grandfather too. That
cool.
would be super cool. But anyway, we're yeah. going all over the place.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead.
48 speakers today.
48
tonight,
speakers
for the DNC.
They have 48 speakers.
48 speakers.
God, that sounds like
wow.
Oscar's automobile.
48.
So, like, starting
how
the convention this
that?
Morning?
Well, three of them are
Wolfies. Well, they said the starting date for today overall, the total number of speakers will be 48.
And how does that differ? Does that differ from the other team?
Well, they just said there's the most amount of speakers between the conventions that they've had on the first day.
Really?
Yeah.
And
so
you know,
now
I mean,
they won't show all of them,
we'll
I imagine,
see,
yeah,
on TV
tonight.
Yeah,
they're all rambling
tonight.
On
we'll
all
see,
day.
Ramblin'. We'll see three of them tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah, in prime time.
Well, we'll
yeah.
see the mayor from San Antonio.
And why do they do 10 o'clock?
Well, I think people...
Why don't they
I don't
do
know.
It?
I don't know, Larry.
Isn't prime... Why?
Why 10?
Why do they do 10? Isn't prime time 9 o'clock?
It is, but what they're trying to do, I think, is find a compromise for the West Coast.
Because
they can go
10 there.
And 7.
Ah, maybe that's right.
That's
maybe
a good
it is.
Call.
It's the West Coast. That's why 10 o'clock becomes the thing.
Of course, you know me. I'm in bed at 8:30.
Yeah, of course
yeah.
you are. On the program today, how... was your Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day.
I will be discussing the ride to my old hometown. It was a motorcycle weekend for me.
Yeah.
Me and the missus hopped on the scoot and went down
Mrs.
to...
and I.
And I know there's a guy that doesn't like when I use scoot. Well, screw you. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Why? Because he thinks it's a Vespa?
I have no idea what it is.
So you know what about him? Face.
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 rode to my hometown and...
what?
Stopped at a motorcycle dealership. I never ended up wearing this t-shirt. That I bought at the motorcycle dealership.
Okay. Is this Annapolis?
But I was going to... I started laughing when I saw the name of the Harley dealership in Annapolis. And there are people now that know the one I'm talking about
you
that
see
are
it
laughing
from, you
now.
You see it from 50, right?
You see it from 50, but I don't think you. I don't think you see the name of it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you see the name of it. And I went in and I began to get hysterical.
Uh-oh.
And Carla says to me, why are you laughing so hysterically? I said, because I'm thinking of Mr. Spiewak, who would be, who would probably
now require
really,
assistance.
Probably there are a couple of jokes that Rob and I now are the only ones that are going to laugh at. And that would be the, and I start unhinging my jaw because this is a joke that Rob and myself and Don did back in the day that we have done for a million years, but really...
You're killing me. What is it?
So I was going to... I didn't put it on, and I forgot to take a picture. I was going to text the picture to you.
Yes.
At a very unique Harley-Davidson dealership known as Rommel Harley-Davidson.
No!
Rommel.
I had
Rommel.
No idea.
Do you know the young boys in the room? Do you even know what we're laughing at?
No. I wish.
Rommel, and I'm having the same reaction. I'm looking at both of you, and I'm getting the same dead reaction from Carla as I'm trying to explain that if I take a picture
Carla
of this...
Carla, I thought she minored in history.
if I... took this picture, he went on his... Rommel.
Dieter
Erwin Rommel. And Rob and I are probably the only people that know the full name of the general. Was Hitler's German general. Number one general during World War I. World War II.
He was what I'd like to call a Nazi mover and shaker.
He was...
So you're saying yourself...
Dieter Erwin Rommel.
Yourself, Don, and Rob had your own inside Hitler shtick.
Well, here's... I'm the
cause. Oh, and it was outside a lot, too.
I think I was the cause because in the movie Patton...
Okay, yes. Here we go. Yeah.
Do we have that tape? Do we have that? You magnificent bastard.
Let me see. I have it at home if I don't have it here. Hold on.
And I used to say... When he is looking over the battlefield in the movie Patton, and he has guessed that they're going to attack, and he's laying in wait for them, and he kicks the crap out of them, and he's sitting there with the
ancient field glasses.
The field glasses, the binoculars.
That really are like the size of oatmeal.
And you see, and I've done this on the show for just 20 years, I have gone... Rommel, you magnificent bastard, I read your book!
And he's realizing that he's going to be able to show him. He's going to face.
Because he read the book about his strategy.
His tactics.
And he knew that Rommel was going to attack him. So Dieter Erwin Rommel was this. And when I see Rommel Harley-Davidson...
Rommel,
just,
you magnificent bastard, I was like, I rode your bike!
I mean, they'd probably be very offended that I was saying... But it made me laugh. I made a joke to the lady at the cashier. No one got
no
it.
One
no
got
one
it.
Understood.
Well, how dare they?
Time has passed.
It would be different if it was called Hitler Harley-Davidson.
Right.
Yes.
Or perhaps, you know, another great... Like Nazi Triumph,
or Dick Queasy's.
Yeah, I was at the. I bought my new motorcycle at White Supremacy BMW, and it's wonderful. Rommel is just enough under the radar because, sadly, I mean, World War II is way long
so
time ago.
I'm
and
going.
Patton
on,
is even 40 years ago,
and I never got the shirt to you.
And you know what? I drove by the dealership only once because I actually had to detour on your old. I believe it was your old home street, wasn't St. Margaret's?
Yes, St. Margaret's Road.
I had to go into downtown.
I was on St. Margaret's Road this weekend.
I had to go into downtown Annapolis because Robert was having extreme urinary issues.
Oh, dear.
What he didn't tell me is before we went to the Eastern Shore for the holiday,
Labor Day,
he said, I'm going to have a Mexican Coke and drink it as fast as I can. So by the time we got into the standstill traffic of the Bay Bridge, he was bloating from the carbonation.
Oh, dear.
And this is the question.
Is Robert a kid that is one of those kids that, like, as so many kids do, you know, will get into his teens and still be the one that always forgets to do his business before you leave?
Julia is.
Oh, Julia's the one.
But this
does
is
that.
The time that Robert, he didn't do well.
Right.
And I try to prolong it because I love miles behind me on a trip.
Oh,
but when
everybody
Robert
does.
Said, Dad, do you think I could pee in this bag?
Oh.
I said, no, I don't think we could. So I got off, I think, right before Rommel Harley-Davidson. And I realized that classic Old Town Annapolis is like the Brady Bunch house.
Yeah.
It is a fully functioning area that has no toilets.
Right.
Never have I been to a place without gas stations, without a convenience store.
If you were down in Old Town, it was very tough.
Without a Starbucks, without a
fast
food.
You could go to one of the restaurants down there.
We went to the hotel, and here's the line we said, we left something in the room.
Yeah.
The Marriott?
But it was the waterfront Marriott. Mike, I think it was a 45-minute bathroom detour, and I was livid because there was nothing. Look, state capitol. There's Navy. That's great. There's the waterfront. Congratulations, son. You've gotten us to the ocean.
You could have stopped at the Red Hot and Blue right off the exit.
That was coming back that we were on St. Margaret's.
Oh, okay.
We exited before that because of the urgency.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was the worst bathroom stop ever. Almost ruined.
Labor Day.
Well, I thought of you, and I
appreciated
my jaw.
It. And you know
I'll
what?
Show you the T-shirt. It'll still make you laugh.
I will stop by and buy that T-shirt.
It is
I like
hysterical.
An occasional piece of biker paraphernalia.
Carla didn't get it. The lady at the checkout didn't get it. It was Motorcycle Day. A lot of riding. I mean, I'm doing a lot more exploring.
Are you loving
with the
it?
Motorcycle. I'm digging it, and the traffic was cooperating with me. I was able to get out of Dodge after most of the people had left.
Carla's
it was,
comfortable.
It was, she loves it. She loves good. Being on the bike, and we are
on the
really
scoot
enjoying
bike.
We stayed overnight at a place next to a little watering hole, so we didn't have to go far to have dinner.
Smart.
It was just great. We actually ended up
you don't
going,
want to ride your motorcycle after you've eaten dinner.
Well, not really eaten dinner. It was after something else.
I was giving you an out, Mike.
That figured, you know, it was an adult weekend. And
of course.
So, you know, polyamory and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, it went real well. And
I
I'll
like
tell
that.
You all about Jimmy's ride, his
yes.
poker run. That was more adult beverages.
Really?
Yeah. God, what's wrong with me? When we come back
something's
on the Mike O'Mara
something's
changed
show, about you, Mike. You're different.
We'll be right back. See if I can remember everything.
Put it together in order if you can.
Our second segment is brought to you by ScoreBig.com. Now listen, we have told you about ScoreBig, and what's great about this website is we're getting such wonderful feedback, and when we get the feedback, they like that at ScoreBig because it means more of you are going to their website to check them out, and all you have to do is enter the code TMOS at checkout, and you will save at least 35% below box office price on your first purchase. Now, they have games like the Redskins,
yes.
RG3, all season long, U.S. Open Tennis, Jets versus, or is the U.S. Open open?
That's a U.S. Open. It's still going.
It's still going on, yeah.
And it's not too early to buy tickets for next year.
Jets versus Bills season opener. That's on the 9th. Falcons versus Broncos. Panthers versus Saints. The home opener for that. Just tickets out the wazoo. You can save 10 to 60% on your favorite team, whether it's baseball, NFL, NBA, college, or the NHL. And let's not forget concert tickets as well. There is a better way now to get tickets to every game you want to see, and that's with ScoreBig, ScoreBig.com. Tickets at ScoreBig are always below box office price, and that is guaranteed, folks.
Cool.
This has never happened before. The old way that you used to get tickets is you would go to a website where, and there are thousands of them.
No, Mike, the old way was you'd camp out in front of Hex.
Yeah, you'd wait.
Yeah, right.
But now, you know, everybody goes online, and the industry standard is that you pay more than face value for the tickets.
Convenience charges.
I am so happy with a website like ScoreBig. Please check them out, especially during the NFL season. You want to get a good deal for an NFL game, and you want to get that discount, 35%. So the first time you use them, you're going to get 35% knocked off. Are they still doing that?
They're doing that, yes. That's an updated copy.
That's 30, nearly one-third.
35% knocked off. You know, you douche. You know, I'm over here really trying to sell this, and then you've got that insincere tone to your voice.
It couldn't be more sincere.
Do you know when he's going to dig it? He's going to dig it when he uses them.
Yes.
Well, yeah, and he's
then he'll come
and
back
I have
go,
used
oh,
them. I have used them.
You have used them? Oh, you're an ass. You don't go to sports.
Is there, I don't, no, I bought
but
the,
you can get
the
concerts.
The only way Rob
saw the Nutcracker.
And this is just Rob. So if you're listening, hey, look, everybody buys tickets to something except for Rob.
Right.
But the only way Rob will use it is if you can get a discount ticket to King's Dominion.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's about.
That's what he goes
and
for.
And they may even have it on there. But
these
I know
parks,
this.
These parks amuse me, which is why they are called amusement parks.
I got my Red Sox tickets there, and I got them at a great price.
They're
okay,
awesome.
Good.
And that's
the
I was at Fenway. It was
35%
awesome.
Below box office price when you put TMOS in there. So do that when you appreciate it. All right.
Thank you.
Now back to the weekend, and I will tell you that Labor Day weekend was fun.
Labor Day.
A salute to Jimmy Cerrito and his poker run for the fallen firefighters and police officers.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, and maybe I can do this because it's not mine, and it would appear petty if it was my ride and I was doing this.
Okay.
But I'm like, I'm tired of pussy motorcycle enthusiasts.
Right.
That if there's a drop of rain, they say, F it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, motorcycle riders raise more money for charity than any other organizations in this country. They do. That's the real fact. The fact is, and Mark will tell you this, he knows how freaked out I am the week before I do my motorcycle ride because I know
Didn't
that if
show.
There is even the threat
of a drop of rain,
it'll ruin it.
You're gonna it's gonna be crushed. And I was sitting here and going, yeah, we got a little rain on the poker run, but he would normally have like 200 bikes out there,
yeah.
And he had about 40 bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, I'm tired of that. I mean, it's like,
mean it, well, man.
It's rain. If you don't ride in the rain, you don't ride and lick it.
Yeah, and you hit it on the head because at the time you guys left, there wasn't even any rain.
There wasn't rain. Most of the ride there wasn't rain.
Right.
It rained when we were coming out of the Marine Corps Museum down there in Quantico. But other than that, it was, you know, we got lucky with it. But still, with that, I think really this is the way I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I looked at it that I made a commitment to Jimmy to go down there and to support his ride for the fallen firefighters and for the police officers. And if I had gone and said, like certain wives of mine, but you know what? She's not riding, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
As long as the O'Maras have a bike represented and Carla came by later in the afternoon, that was fine. But it wasn't fine. I wanted you to ride on the back.
You said, I could tell you were disappointed.
You said two words that are really important when it comes to charity.
Yes.
That is support
and
commit.
Right.
And if you make the commitment, you got to support it.
So,
and it might mean you're going to get a little wet.
To spin this positively, let me just salute all the people, the 40 people that participated in this motorcycle ride, the people that had the guts to get out there. And I just get tired of that. You know, it's just like, yes, I'll support your event if it's maximum convenience and nice for me.
If it's pretty. I don't want it to be too hot.
And really, to be honest with you, that's the way I feel about most charity events. You know, if I commit to being at something, there are nights that I don't want to do a thing. There are events I don't want to do. I do it. I mean, and I think that people that sign up to participate in something, I think you got to realize there are a lot of people, volunteers,
yes,
police officers that were involved in this thing that put a lot forward. And fortunately, Jimmy got a great turnout in his alley with non-riders.
He goes all out for that thing.
And he loves that alley. He put so much into it, and he put so much into his events. I just wanted to. That was just my piece to say that. I wanted to say that.
And speaking of charity, I'm looking ahead at the weather. Do you know that there is a 0% chance of rain at the Kettler Iceplex this Sunday?
Yeah, really.
It's going to be perfect. As a matter of fact, it's going to even be cool.
That's in of doors hockey fans.
Love in of doors. Yeah.
I did want to say a special thanks to Ray at the Marine Corps Museum, who is a fan of this show. And unbeknownst to me,
boy, Ray?
Put out Ray.
Because sometimes Ray can be a girl. It's a boy?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
I
checking?
Guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Like RAE.
Yeah.
Do you know a Ray in one of your, do you know an RAE
Sweet
in one
baby
of your
Rays?
Mob people or
I
what?
I don't.
Okay. Can I just want to say a shout out to Ray.
Good. Hi,
can
Ray.
Just throw this landmine in front of me. Is it a boy? Jesus Christ. It's all right. Boring. I'll get to you in a second. Hold on. Ray down at the Marine Corps Museum.
Yes.
I want to throw something at you right now.
It's going to be great.
Ray put out water and Gatorade in big vats on ice down in the pouring rain for us at the Marine Corps Museum.
Awesome.
And he's a listener of this show, and he did this. And I wanted to give Ray
a shout out for doing that.
Thank you, Ray.
Was it lemon lime Gatorade?
Yeah, it was lemon lime, as a matter of fact. Thank you for
just
that.
Just being Rob.
But
mine was funny.
It's
but
funny
yours was
when,
not.
You,
oh,
when yes. you ride down there, you just get a sense of. You know, you would ride through the cemetery at Quantico, it's just a miniature version of the United States National Cemetery, and just amazing. It just, you can't not be emotional with that, where you're riding your motorcycle through this this incredible area, and you just see how many young guys have gone and defended our freedom.
The fact that you persevered and the weather was not perfect and you still made the ride made you probably feel a little prouder.
It was
a little better about it.
Yeah, it was a little rain, and you know, I was glad to do it. And I was,
you know, they fight in the rain too, guys.
Yeah,
those soldiers, they don't call it off for weather.
And it's to me just a little less traveled treasure of our area. And if you ever want to take your kids down there, the Marine Corps Museum is truly spectacular. And I particularly, my favorite part was the wall of Congressional Medal of Honor winners.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I just sat there from the 1900s all the way up through, probably the late 1800s, all the way up through modern times, Afghanistan and Iraq.
They have them all up on the wall there?
Yeah, they have them on the wall. And that's what I just stared at and just looked at the faces and of just all these Americans that have done this. So it was terrific. People are wimps. I got that covered. A good ride. A wonderful poker run. The problem with a poker run for Jimmy's Old Town Tavern is it's usually led by Jimmy.
Yes, you mentioned that when I saw
you
there.
So the three stops were Quantico, Jimmy's, and Carhenge.
Jimmy is an experienced rider. As he said on this show,
right.
He is a more experienced rider than me, but he can be a spaz.
Right.
Like a total spaz when, for example, Jimmy sees wildlife.
Yeah.
Of any kind. And we saw two deer on the on the ride. And Jimmy goes.
But he's motioning.
He all the time. Yeah. He motions and the bike will go, yeah, and he's got his wife on the back of it. And it's like, yeah, like that. And I'm riding number two. I'm the ride.
Hey.
I'm the co-ride captain.
With that pretty new bike and you're riding number two.
Stop it. Jesus Christ. I'm going to kill you
poor
today.
Carla.
And at one point, we come to a four-way intersection.
Right.
And Jimmy... the light turns yellow with plenty of distance to go, and Jimmy begins to signal people to slow down with his right hand. Well, his right hand should be on the front brake.
That's where the brake
causing
is.
Causing him to slow down. It's a little rainy, and Jimmy rides into the middle of this four-way intersection.
No. So the one
with the red light, and I'm like... What the F are you doing?
The one way he has to slow his bike has been totally taken away because he's using it to tell people to slow their bike.
This is it. I have to use pantomime because I can't do
pantomime.
This. I can't use words to describe this because I'm not skilled enough. But I will tell you, he goes into the intersection like this.
Yeah.
And then his bike's like diagonally in front of the ascension.
Spastic.
I'm looking at him going, and he pulls ahead and pulls over to the right. Meanwhile, you know, 38 riders are all, you know, lined up neatly right behind the red light, getting ready to go. It was just, it was very, very interesting.
38 people are all like, what the hell is he doing?
Well, so, Mike even asked, Mo is his wife, right?
Yes, Mo.
And he said, were you really nervous when you were in the middle of the intersection? She said, no, when I ride with Jimmy, I usually just bury my head and not look.
I don't look at what's going on.
Like that must be fun. She wears her helmet backwards.
Yes.
But it was really, really amazing.
Jimmy does a lot of great stuff.
I discovered late in the day after you left, Mark.
Okay.
Ryan, maybe this is a mistake. I discovered a new beverage of the day.
Oh boy.
Mm. Yes, sir. Skinny Girl Vodka.
Ah.
Hi. Yeah, look at me. I'm a skinny girl.
Skinny Girl.
Skinny Girl Vodka.
Like low-cal.
And we enjoyed that.
With bulimic olives.
But the problem is, and Carl and I discussed this with one another, if you're going to plan on being in an event from 4 o'clock until 11 o'clock in the evening, it's probably really a good idea not to make alcohol such a large part of that.
Yeah.
Because as the day goes on...
Let it be a supporting player.
Maybe a very cursory supporting player. If that is your main activity...
A cameo appearance.
Yeah. If you're planning on doing that and that's your thing, that's all you're going to be doing all day, you're going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Well,
and
also,
both Carl and I woke up on a Sunday morning after a night at the Holiday Inn, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern Holiday Inn.
We've all been there.
It was a night. Nothing outlandish happened. It was a very happy night. I had made lots of new friends, met a nice listener, Larry, who was down there. There were two bands that were down there that were playing, and I'm not going to mention both of them if I don't know both of them.
Okay.
And they were both, one was an acoustical group that I'll get their name because I want to plug these two bands.
Irish Rovers?
Great. And no, they were not the Irish Rovers. And they were both fantastic, and I got a chance to chat with those guys. Really terrific musicians.
Was Curly there?
And Curly?
Yes.
Curly.
Larry, Moe, and Curly?
No. But thank you. Thank you.
Sorry. We can't all be winners.
That's
Labor Day.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm off my game.
But anyway, so...
he was really on his game when he was talking about you hating religion, but now kind of dragging those blue shoes behind.
It was really... It was so weird. I was so banged up. And then
I got to ask a question.
The Skinny Girl Vodka,
first
I don't know
of
what
all,
chemical properties are put in that.
Why
I felt
is it
like
Skinny Girl? Because it has less calories?
I don't
It has less calories.
But here's the thing, we mentioned this before the
show.
Had
a little orange flavor to it.
No drinking story ends well that includes the phrase, then we switched to.
Yeah.
And there's your problem. What were you drinking before?
Beer.
If you had stayed
here, beer, Mr. Douglas.
Work.
Right.
If you had stayed on the beer train,
yes,
you would have been fine.
I would have been okay.
You got to dance, but the problem is, you got to dance with the girl you came with, but the problem
still
is,
grosses me
when
out.
You have 8 or 10 beers,
right,
you start feeling a little bulletproof.
I didn't feel good.
Did you feel bulletproof when you made the switch?
Of course. This is great, you know, because I say
and
idiotic
Jimmy's at
things.
Fault, I'm sure.
Well, he wasn't even around. So this is all my own
doing. Who switched you to Skinny Girl?
I did.
How? Oh, you don't, wow. It's not Canada. Couldn't have been top of mind.
Mark was there at that. You were there at that moment because I said, I don't like the taste. Remember when I told you I don't like the
you
taste
didn't
of
like
anything?
That beer, that can. The
I didn't
beer
like
that
the Miller
we
Lite that was in the cans.
Yeah.
And I usually do.
I've been with you when you start complaining the way the beer tastes.
No, but that was early on. It was
one of my tells.
And a little bit. Stale
this
after
doesn't taste right.
30 or 40 of them. You know, you're going to get tired of that flavor.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Because when I say.
You know what else is a good one? I've heard this in many airports across America. I think the tap's dirty.
Yes, I heard that.
And I love it. It's so endearing about you.
So my tell is that I'm going to be switching to the higher octane.
Yes.
And it just the next day, you know, as I said, nothing happened on Labor Day Sunday. Nothing happened at
Labor
all.
Day.
But Monday morning we wake up and it's probably 9:30, 9:45, and it's time to go get the motorcycle. Now, Jimmy and
I retrieve it,
move our motorcycles through the very kindness of the local fire department there. We move them into the garage.
Cool.
So Jimmy's getting ready, and this seems like every day. The man works his ass off.
Sure.
I get there. Carla drops me off. I'm walking around. Jimmy's loading up the van because he's got another festival that he's catering, and he's going, I mean, he works his ass off.
Yes.
And it's a complete replay of Memorial Day weekend where I did the same thing. I arrive, and my motorcycle is in the fire station, and I'm sitting there. Only this time, I go over and I ring the doorbell at the end. The doors are locked to the fire station,
right?
And it's funny because you ring the doorbell and you hear front door, like there's a little sound that goes off. So it's down there, nothing.
Huh?
I'm like, wow. This is really strange.
Well, firemen are not known to be first responders.
But don't interrupt us now. Your mind's going to go ahead
I'll stop.
And you're going to tell me where they are because that's the way your little brain works.
Ew.
And I don't want you to do that.
Were any of them named Ray?
No, none of them were named Ray.
Or Larry or Curly or Mo.
So Jimmy's there and he's like, still. Jimmy says, look, Jimmy's across the street and he's like loading his van up. He's like, is anybody over there? And I said, yeah, I'm working on a really cracky jack. Thank you.
That's your first Jimmy impression.
Is anybody over there?
You know what? You can really, if you want to tune it up, listen to this week's bonus show.
Yeah.
A lot of Jimmy on the bonus show.
So I sit there and I said, all right, Carla, go ahead. I'll get it
You'll
somehow.
Figure this out.
They'll be back. They're on a call. They'll be back in 15 minutes. It's the way it normally works. I go into Jimmy's, and this is a blessed event because I can sit at the bar and begin to mainline agua. I can sit there and drink water till the cows come home, which is all I really want to do. And at one point, one of the waitresses from the evening before, who's feeling sorry for me, brings over what was referred to as Oscar Santana's goose.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. You were in a similar situation.
It's a statue
there.
Of a goose.
Yeah, it's a statue
that
of a
I tried
plastic.
To steal at one of our events.
You did.
I tried to steal from our friend Jimmy Cerrito.
You did take it, but brought it back. Right?
Yeah, I brought it back, and then ever since that event, every time I go there, they bring the goose and they sit it next to my bar stool. Yes.
So I'm sitting there with the goose and
talking to the goose,
and I'm looking at everybody. I'm looking at the normal people coming into the restaurant, the people that are going to enjoy their Labor Day Monday, some people that have been out biking, some people that have been out power walking, some people who are over there at the little street festival, people that are coming in to have a big hearty lunch.
Church folk.
At this hour. Good folk.
The
church
folk.
Good normal people. And then you've got Abby Normal, who's sitting over at the bar stool, you know, ready to vomit.
With
just,
a statue.
Just going, talking to a plastic goose.
Yes. I'm like, another glass of water, not so much lemon this time.
So I drink enough water where... And anyone who's had a horrible hangover knows you're drinking water and it can go two ways. You can feel really amazing. And I get that initially. And then I realize there's maybe too much water in my tummy.
You got the bloats.
And I'm kind of feeling like maybe something bad could happen. I decide I'll just go out and get some air. As I go out to get some air, I'm sitting there and I sit down at one of his little banquet tables that's on the street, and I am the lonely guy. I would have looked so pathetic if anybody saw me.
Oh, I can imagine.
Because I'm sitting there on the street, basically, across from the firehouse, just staring at it.
Yeah.
Just
longingly. Staring at it. Longingly.
And meanwhile, Jimmy comes by again. He's like, I called him. and so, you know, it's a nobody answered.
I just have one quick question.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry.
Ahead.
How does your bike get from where it was to inside the confines of
before
the firehouse?
Once we get done with the ride itself And once the festivities of the evening begin, we roll them in.
Oh, and they lock them up.
And the combination of rain and the fact that I ain't going to be riding.
And security.
I'm really, you know, and I have to say, when it comes to that motorcycle, I really have... That is my hard and fast. I don't go near that thing. And so we roll them in, and they spend the night there, and we come back the next day. Now, normally there's somebody at the station. You would think always man,
kindly old Gus.
So it's working on an hour, and I'm outside. And you want starting out. To feel, I want to be on that motorcycle with the wind in my face, just waiting to get home, where I'm going to crawl into a sofa chair and I'm just going to relax the rest of the day. That's what I want to do, and that's what I desperately want to do. And the heat of the day is beginning to take hold, breaking the clouds, 95 degrees,
muggy.
At this point, one of my favorite employees of Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, known as German Martin.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Is just arriving, and he's in a mood where he's just... He makes you feel good just to look at him.
He does.
He's grinning. He comes over. We give each other the little man hug.
Was he the one responsible to get you to the Holiday Inn the night before?
No, Jimmy actually did
that. Okay, because German Martin is a great guy for that.
Hundreds of times he's done that for me. And he comes over, and within 5 minutes of talking to German Martin, he solves my conundrum.
How?
He says, well, they're probably on the corner with those boots.
Because it's Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't we get in my truck? They'll probably be down on the main street right here. We'll go down and get them. And I'm like, you know, you're probably right, Martin.
Fill the boot.
We get into German Martin's truck. We drive down.
It's a great truck.
And there they are.
Yep.
Wow.
At the intersection.
Steve Martin.
We go back. We get into the firehouse. We get my bike out. And I said, German Martin. It's that German sensibility.
He's very good.
It's that, you know, they make those good cars.
That's right.
And they're just logical. Well, that's where they are, you stupid Americans.
And they have
how come we did not win the war?
And they have a Harley dealership in Annapolis.
Yes, they do.
It's
it
wonderful.
Was incredible.
And he's great.
And then he was off, and I was off. And
off
I
on another Martin adventure.
And I wrote to Jimmy, German Martin is my hero. And Jimmy texted me back, make sure you thank Ray. All right, so anyway.
And you know that fill the boot, that reminded me of the worst thing about my weekend.
What's that?
I woke up on Monday and I had no Jerry.
Sad. Yeah. How did you do without Jerry Lewis?
It was tough.
God, that's our great Labor Day like tradition.
I looked in on, and it was called MDA's Show of Strength.
Right.
It was not a telethon. Mm-hmm. And there was lots of country singers, and I believe Hot Shell Ray for the kids.
Mm-hmm. You enjoyed that.
And no, I didn't. I read this on the. I spent maybe 90 seconds with it. It was so nauseatingly off. I really, really hate that it's gone. I hate that Jerry has been cast aside as if it was meaningless. And I also read that their donations are down. And also last year, they couldn't even collect the promised pledges because it was just a different scene.
But you had Jessica in your house.
I did. That helped.
Did you know that?
No.
Did you know that Jessica and her boyfriend went down to spend the weekend at the beach?
This
with the
is
Speedwax?
Getting weird. This is
polyamory.
Yeah. This was the greatest.
And weirder.
Did you see on her Facebook page that she took a picture of Rob in bed?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, she did.
And Rob in a single bed.
No, it was a queen.
It was not a queen.
I promise you,
Rob.
It was.
It was
did
a queen.
Carrie
might
go
have
down
looked
as
my,
well.
Yes, my wife was there as
was
well.
Was she there for the entire weekend?
Yes, and we were all there. And the great thing about it is, it's the first time I was allowed to bring friends to my dad's beach place.
Yeah, I had a private conversation with our friend Todd Moore about this.
Yes.
Yeah, and how'd that go?
We were trying to, as we recorded Tech 411 yesterday on Labor Day weekend.
Well, way to congratulate
you. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. We just did a little work there. And I said...
Good work ethic.
It explains why he's on his game today.
I said, what do you think's going on with Rob and his friend that's, you know, a yoga instructor or whatever?
Pilates,
yes, yeah.
The friend that he keeps away from this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I don't know. He's like, she seems like a really nice lady. And I was like, well, do you think that she has a crush on Rob? You know, one of those innocent crushes, right?
Right.
And then we're like, well, what does Rob have to offer? We started like back and forth.
Yeah, how did I come out of that conversation?
Well, and then we're like, well, he's really funny. So that's good. You know, a funny man
can
outwit any good-looking
guy. Literally,
any
you
day.
Could pop him into any social situation. He will improve it.
And he'll kill.
Right.
He'll kill.
Right.
And then we started going down the list, and that's all we had.
That's it.
So we still are confused by the situation.
Which is why I continue to try to be as funny as I can.
Did he say he's funny?
Yeah.
Yes,
you mentioned he's funny, sense of humor, witty.
He's kind. He likes children. He likes fishing.
I'm funny.
You're funny. Yeah.
Very
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look. I saw the pictures of you, even with your kid. You're standing next to the fish, and you're like, oh, "Don't hurt me."
Yeah. Yeah.
But you had a good time.
Had a great time. I may have strayed from waiting out a trace.
Ah, yes.
And it felt, you know what? Nothing quite so good as a drink after 35 days dry.
There you go.
It was fantastic.
Certainly won't have one with your buddies, but you'll torque one up with that babe
well,
around.
Yeah.
That's
well, no,
sure.
It was more
that's
about being with my papa.
Oh,
so
I understand.
You.
I'm sure tomorrow, Bob Spiewak wouldn't want to watch that go walk around his property.
Yeah, no. You know, that was funny. It was my dad was okay with me bringing friends this time.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
I said, do you want to bring Mark or Mike or Oscar? Not so much. How about Jessica? What time can she be here?
I can't think of a Labor Day that I didn't want to see any of you at all. I was happy to see Mark.
Welcome
just to
Cat Casa HBS.
Horny Bob Spiewak. Yes, yes, tomorrow, yes. More details on your weekend.
Thank you.
And I want to hear about your weekend as
sure.
well.
Yeah.
And yeah. All right. So we'll do that. We'll take a break.
Mark's weekend was a work weekend.
That's right. He came and visited us. We'll take a break and Rob's Magic Audio Ball, an abbreviated version.
Yes.
Because we got the news is really jam packed today.
That's a fat one.
When we come
back. Wow.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault, let me open the door, is brought to you by Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Spencer and Devon, they use natural ingredients like aloe and shea butter, no harsh chemicals. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream, good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream, it comes in sagebrush or spice. I'd like to smell that sagebrush, but everybody took it. I didn't get a free sample. Completely unscented as well. Read their story at SpencerDevon.com or click their ad on our website, Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Smooth the savage blade. And now let's get to it with Rob Spiewak.
I use Spencer and Devon today on my
face. Oh, God.
It's great. It's really good.
What do you shave in the morning?
Oh, Jesus. You made me go back. I shave every day. Well, I used to shave my head, but what I shave every day, Mike.
Face!
It is. It's very nice. It's important that you have that.
Face!
You want to make sure you keep that face nice and clean, Mike, because, you know, who wants to see stubble? Not good right. when you're kissing your bride or your significant other. You don't want those whiskers rub up and irritate their delicate skin.
Whenever I see your smiling
face.
But that's not why we came here. That's not the reason at all, Mike. Okay. The reason that we are here is that every time we take a day, something huge happens. I just got to play you a little bit of Clint at the Republican National Convention,
right?
Which just, it came off, I think, pretty well. I think he was a little too hip for the room. And when Clint Eastwood is too hip for the room.
Oh, you give him way too much credit.
You think?
I think it came off okay, but I think he was doddering. I think it came off as a really bad improv, as far as I was
concerned.
Well,
he doesn't really come from the improv school of acting, Mike. Here he is talking to a pretend chair. No, the chair is real, but he was pretending that Barack Obama was in the chair.
Well, I know even some of the people in your own party were very disappointed when you didn't close Gitmo. And I thought, closing Gitmo, why close that? We spent so much money on it. But I thought maybe it's an excuse. What do you mean, shut up? I thought it was just because somebody had a stupid idea of trying terrorists in downtown New York City. Maybe that would be.
And he continued with
doing Newhart. He's doing Bob Newhart.
Essentially,
right.
Yeah, the phone
what
call bit.
Doing, right.
Here's more imaginary Obama.
All these promises. And then I wondered about what? What do you want me to tell Romney? I can't tell him to do that. That can't do that to himself.
Oh.
You're getting as bad as Biden.
So he's doing the Newhart thing. I did like the closing of the speech.
And I'm speaking out for everybody out there. It doesn't hurt. We don't have to be.
So the lady yells, Clint, make our day. Obviously.
I don't say that word anymore. Well, maybe one last time. I'll start it. You finish it. Go ahead.
Do you think there are rumblings that that lady is actually part of the production staff?
Oh, yes. Of course.
I would say about an 80%
And she was like, higher than that.
Move it along.
Asked Clint.
I think probably about an 80% chance. Mm-hmm.
They asked Clint after the speech how he felt about it.
I can't remember. I was drunk most of the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's from Unforgivable.
No, that can't be.
You know what was sad?
Might have gotten that wrong.
While he killed, and you're absolutely right. There was a way about him that he commanded that room. There was a part of me that is such a fan of Clint Eastwood that I would rather have him gone out and just spoke.
Yep.
And just spoke.
Had a prepared text.
Yeah, prepared text and spoke in the way he can speak.
Like that American Auto spot he did at the Super Bowl, yeah.
Just in a way that he commands an audience on film, he could have done the same thing without that shtick.
But it's brave that he did it without a teleprompter.
Yes and no. I mean, it's a guy that believes his own press, and it's a guy that gets his ass kissed his whole life. And, you know, everybody said, oh, you were fantastic. No, it wasn't.
No.
It did it do well in the room?
It
did really well in the room.
Played fine.
Did it give me a laugh or two? Yeah, I thought it was actually kind of funny. But it was really, it could have been done a lot better. There was a lot of,
yeah.
That old man stuff. It was like, what the F is going on?
Particularly when he's trying to allow space for the imaginary president to talk. And that's not a sentence I like to say.
Can I tell you this? I believe this.
Okay.
And you can say, oh, of course you're saying that, Mike. You're a Democrat. But I really do believe a tremendous opportunity for the Democrats this week to present a convention that is glitch free
and a little more hot and happy
and a little bit more together and maybe some better speaking.
Right. It also took away from me what was the best speech of the entire. People liked Ann Romney. They liked that.
I liked the second half of her speech.
But Marco Rubio's speech was the best speech I thought in my humble.
Did that one speak to you?
It spoke to me. Well, because he's Latin, but not just because he's Latin. Because it felt to me that it didn't have the vitriol that that Paul Ryan had, and it just seemed like he was just talking about the country.
I thought Marco Rubio and Chris Christie gave great speeches, and both got slammed for the same reason, because they both came back and the commentators did this, and I'm like, sometimes these pundits that are up there that are trying to break it down in an analytical way, a good speech is a good speech. And when you slam both Christie and Rubio for giving campaign speeches of their own that they talked about, they're talking about their own experience, and that's what you do at a convention speech. And I think a convention speech, they were both very powerful speeches. Rubio's and Christie's, the best of the two. Those are the two serious rising stars in the Republican Party, and I thought they did real well, and I think we're going to see them again, both of them.
You think he'll be Christie's vice president in 2016?
With Marco Rubio, of course, never know what could happen.
Very hard to stand in Christie's shadow.
that is for sure.
Sadly, we lost Michael Clark Duncan this weekend. Mm-hmm. Great in the Green Mile. Also,
I'd like to just say out to Amorosa, who is a friend of mine, a really terrific lady, and I really think that I feel bad for her.
I did
that was her fiance that passed away.
And this is him singing in Armageddon. Great voice, great. I didn't realize he got his start as a bodyguard.
Yeah,
but
Will Smith.
Also, very, very much too young. I think he was in his 50s.
54.
He
was 54.
Right. Much, much, much too young. And also, I won't play you all the songs because there's too many. Really sad that we lost Hal David, half of Burt Bacharach and Hal David's writing team. Mm-hmm. I just plugged him into iTunes today, and I came up with 32 records that all charted top 10. Just on my iTunes.
What's the biggest one?
I think it's got to be this one. I mean, it's a federal law. You couldn't have a wedding without playing the Carpenters.
Yeah.
And a little saccharine, perhaps, but a song that has stood up with the test of time, close to you.
You like doing that?
Yes.
He was doing the DJ.
And also, behind this song, this was written as a follow-up for Herb Alpert to sing after he revealed he did This Guy's in Love with You.
Yep.
He didn't like it, and Herb Alpert gave it to the Carpenters.
Oh, really?
They had the biggest hit of their career.
Well, Hal David, rest in peace.
For a guy who wrote rock and roll, he wrote for the Beatles, for crying out loud. So rest
and if
in
I can
peace.
Get back to Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, please.
I heard on one of the obits today, they were talking about
his
Green Mile performance where he got the Oscar nomination, and they talked about how certain actors get, you know, completely immersed in a character. Mm-hmm. And I think that movie, without that immersion in that character, that movie comes across as jive as I could have possibly. Right. But he was so all into it. He was so committed to that character. And that, to me, for people, and I've known them over the years, and say, hey, anybody can do an acting job. Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Because when you do that, you're watching that on screen, and something that might come across as, oh, this is a little jive, does not seem jive because the guy is so great at what he's doing.
That performance was so much bigger than that movie, that story. That yep. movie is not a great movie, but it is a magnificent
without
performance.
Michael Clark Duncan,
it ceases to be.
Right. I think, but also, you know, unfortunately, that guy that married the 12-year-old, you know, he was one of the great movie villains that I've ever seen.
Well,
the guy that played Percy.
Because he's evil in real life,
too. Because he's evil in real life,
all right.
too.
And a callback here. You were talking about how you don't trust Paul Ryan, and there's something at play. I really like Conan's take on Paul Ryan over the weekend.
Ryan could be one of the youngest vice presidents in history. He's a member of Generation X. And I have to say, after watching his speech, I'm not sure he's mature enough for the office.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, delegates, and fellow citizens, I am so wasted. And frankly, right now, I have to make a duty.
So that's what I took away from the RNC, Mike. The DNC show starts tonight. That's your Magic Audio Vault. And
thank
I
you,
understand
Rob.
We have one hell of a newscast coming
I
up.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. Very excited. But anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with Mike's news right after this.
If I needed someone.
All right. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Our news segment is brought to you by the Charity Hockey Classic benefiting Inova Blood Donor Services.
Yeah.
I'm thinking ahead.
Yeah. What?
It's Sunday, September 9th. We're all going to be out there this coming Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Kettler Capitals Iceplex. Now, come on out.
Yeah.
We're going to be coaching these different teams. It's just a couple of hours out of your day on a Sunday. Watch some great hockey and support a great cause.
Amazing cause.
All proceeds go to benefit Inova Blood Donor Services. They supply nearly 90% of the D.C. area's blood, and your donation is tax deductible. Again, the place to donate online or by mail is charityhockeyclassic.com. Who are you coaching?
Booz Allen Hamilton from Maryland.
Law Enforcers.
I'm doing the Washington Capitals alumni and staff. Looking forward to that. Come by and do that. And now, Buzz normally has his own music for news.
That's right.
When I do it, I have my music.
Yes.
It's time for news.
News.
And, of course, because I like that stinger, I want you to use it for every single news story that I do.
Every time you pause, I'm going to hit it.
All right, now fade it out because I'd like to hear it again.
Yes.
Time now for news. The chairman of the California delegation of the Democratic Convention was criticized by both parties for comparing Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan to the Nazi propaganda chief Joseph Goebbels.
Not Rommel?
In an interview with the San Francisco Chronicle on Saturday, John Burton said they lie and don't care if people think they lie. Joseph Goebbels. It's the big lie. You keep repeating it. Goebbels was the minister of propaganda during Hitler's Nazi regime. Burton was referring specifically to Ryan, whose speech at the Republican convention in Tampa last week had been criticized by Democrats for inaccuracy. A group of former Special Operations servicemen claim that the ex-Navy SEAL who penned his first-hand account of the raid that killed Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden did so in part because he thought the Navy had mistreated him shortly before his departure from the teams, an allegation the book's co-author denies. The first person account of the raid, called No Easy Day and written under the pseudonym Mark Owen, arrives on bookshelves Tuesday. That is a full week before its original intended release on the anniversary of September 11th. The book's publisher, Dutton, claimed the date was moved up both due to the high demand in light of several high-profile news stories about the book and to quell controversy over whether the book revealed any classified information. Now, they're claiming that this book is not going to reveal anything that's going to jeopardize anybody. Mm-hmm. I will be curious to see if that happens. I still hope
the government goes after him and prosecutes him somehow.
A new book that is written by, it's an e-book rather, written by former Navy SEAL Brandon Webb, with co-authors who had been members of the special operations community and other branches, claimed that Owen left the Navy on bad terms, that he felt he was mistreated by the service. Webb founder of the special operations website, SOFREP, .com told ABC News that he and his co-authors spoke to several active members of the special operations community for the ebook. Sources say that Owen was treated very poorly upon his departure. says the ebook called No Easy Op, and that's released today on Amazon.com. So it's kind of weird. You got, you know, the original book, No Easy Day,
and then
No Easy Op, where they're saying this guy was treated badly. So read along, and we'll see what happens.
And if you feel you need to read it, buy it through the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page.
Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. Virginia is issuing a rising number of concealed carry gun permits.
Attaboy, Mark.
To people who live in other states, in a trend that may be helped along by online gun classes.
Really?
Jesus,
that sounds
Christ.
Effective.
The commercial courses allow applicants to seek a permit from Virginia. Yes, sir.
Yeah, swing state.
That is valid in their state, but without having to meet tougher requirements their home states may impose, such as firing a gun with an instructor. You don't need to do that. Come to old Virginia.
That's right.
Where anybody can get a gun.
Point, click, and shoot.
Virginia State Police issued 1,632 concealed carry permits to non-residents through the first half of 2012. That tops previous year's total of 1,321 non-resident permits. There were no corresponding increases in demand for resident permits, with just under half the previous year's number reached by mid-2012.
I keep asking for a concealed carry permit just so I conceal carry.
Thank you, Rob. I need that louder. I like that. Not after that. I like the beginning.
He likes that. Yeah.
Can I have a redo?
Yes. Okay. Now, time for news. Deutsche Lufthansa canceled hundreds more flights on Tuesday as cabin crews launched a second round of strikes in a row over pay and conditions, and that threatens to drag on for weeks.
We need more marks!
And cost Germany, the biggest airline, tens of millions of euros.
We are needing more euros and Deutsche Marks begins right now!
The strike action in Frankfurt, Berlin, and München.
München!
That's Munich, don't you know?
I do.
Follows a walkout on Friday that left 26,000 passengers stranded.
When they walked out, were they in precision marching formation?
Jawohl, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, news!
In sports.
Biff Barnes!
Boston Red Sox general manager Ben Cherington admits his current team is, quote, hard to watch.
Oh dear. Oh,
Cherington offered the assessment before Boston fell to Seattle 4-1 Monday. The Red Sox have lost a season worst 7 in a row, all on the road, while being outscored 58-16.
How about you, Mike?
Boston has lost 8 of 10 since sending stars Adrian Gonzalez, Josh Beckett, and Carl Crawford to Los Angeles in a 9-player trade. The Red Sox are 62-74 a year after being one of baseball's best clubs. Cherington called the team's sad state a reflection on all of us. You think?
They need to improve or something.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, news.
In news that can save your life.
Oh, good.
I love that news.
News you can use, Mike.
I just put it in the wrong place. It should have been before the sports. A massive shark.
Shark! Oh. Shark!
Tiburon.
Shark!
A massive shark washed up on a New England beach this weekend, prompting officials to close down two nearby beaches. The Great White,
that is great,
weighing about 1,600 pounds, was discovered on the border of Rhode Island and Massachusetts.
Amity.
When fisherman Gary Severa first spotted the 13-foot predator Sunday morning, he thought it was driftwood. But after getting close, he said there was no mistaking what was found. It was a shark.
Did he say he could still save August?
No. He said, I got to get this over to Dick Queasy's discarded seafood as soon as is humanly possible. In more human interest news.
Oh, news.
Well, you probably know this already, but former football star Michael Strahan joined Live with Kelly as a permanent co-host on Monday, fulfilling a joking prophecy he made to Regis Philbin more than 4 years ago. The gap-toothed former New York Giant jogged into the morning show set and picked up co-host Kelly Ripa in a bear hug.
And put him between her teeth. His teeth, sorry.
Lifting her off her feet. They then made passionate love on the set.
Wow. You know,
shocking the audience of old ladies. No,
I would love to do, really, if I ever get to be on that show, is I would take one white Brock's jelly bean and put it in between his teeth just to see how it would look.
Yes.
I know it would lack symmetry, but I think it would look pretty good.
Yeah.
What was the top two guy? It was Nick Lachey or...
It was men who will not threaten her in any way possible.
That's right.
Right.
And, you
don't
know,
be too good of a broadcaster.
Right. And Strahan appeared relaxed and amiable on his first day and drew ahs from a women in the studio audience when he presented Ripa with a dozen red roses. That's the whole thing.
Right.
It's great like that. Now, Michael Strahan, here's the good thing about Michael Strahan. I think Strahan has amazing growth potential. Yeah. I think he could evolve into something spectacular. And he's not a Ken doll. And delighted that they didn't hire the Ken doll. Yeah. Do I think that Michael Strahan deserves to be the... No.
No.
He's not a broadcaster.
Neither did Regis.
So he's come a long way.
He's come a very long way. Yeah. He's very good on the NFL. Mm-hmm. We will see what happens if he grows into it. He's a tremendously driven guy.
Yeah.
And you know, the guys that make it in the broadcast booth post-NFL are more driven than anybody you will ever
know. I'm sorry that Matt Elliott did not get chosen.
No.
So, sorry, not to draw parallels here, but just if we're talking about athletes that become broadcasters,
yes.
Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber,
disaster.
At one point,
right.
was supposed to be this heir apparent to
right.
be the next big guy
right.
that's going to make the transition from sports to broadcast news.
Right.
And he just couldn't hack it.
Right.
He kept dropping his audition.
Yeah, and then he banged the intern
yes.
and started dating her and left his wife, so that was bad news.
Yeah, that's
right.
No good.
But Strahan, for one reason or another, seemed just to keep it clean, nice.
Right.
Yeah.
So he deserves a shot.
We'll see what happens. I really am.
Until he bangs Rippa.
I am very relieved that they didn't go with like one of the Ken dolls.
Yeah, and you know, I bet that's what she wanted.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
She wanted somebody, I think she probably wanted somebody gay.
How about Cooper?
Anderson Cooper,
Andy Cooper?
Well, Anderson Cooper would have been a good choice.
Yeah,
and that would also be a great way for him to exit that failing talk show.
I know. And finally, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Last week, a 53-year-old woman in New Hampshire was arrested 4 times in 26 hours.
Whoa.
3 times, it was for blasting her music, AC/DC's Highway to Hell.
Good song.
In at least one of the cases. And the 4th time, it was for throwing a frying pan at her nephew. She's a lady.
Whoa.
Last week, a 29-year-old husband and his 29-year-old wife in, thank you, Florida, got high and had a woman over for a threesome. But in the middle of the night, the wife caught her husband trying to have sex with the other woman again without her.
Oh, that's
this
no
looks
good.
Like polyamory.
Yeah, it is polyamory.
What happened in that?
Can't break those rules.
How did she react, you might ask?
How, Mike?
She fired a warning.
Say it again.
She fired a warning shot into the ceiling.
Oh.
Hmm.
The husband then grabbed the gun, and he fired it into the wall.
Wow.
Both were arrested.
Did the husband fire anything? Did he fire any shot to the ceiling?
He didn't get to.
Normally, Rob, you know, we say that if you get ripped off buying something illegally, drugs, sex, black market organs,
right.
endangered species, whatever, it's all over. You can't call the cops without getting yourself in trouble, too.
Every time I try to buy a liver, I go through this.
But it looks like this guy might have done the impossible and pulled off that move successfully.
How?
Last week in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 45-year-old Mark Ronick.
What?
No. I'm sorry.
Hey.
In Ann Arbor, Michigan, a 45-year-old man found a 19-year-old prostitute from Ohio online. They agreed on a price. She came over, and he gave her the money. But once he handed it over, she told him that the price had gone up.
Oh, she's a C.
When she wouldn't have sex until he paid the new price, he decided to call the cops and report her price gouging. And amazingly, the prostitute was arrested and the man was not.
Really? Wow.
Yes, the prosecutors could still decide to pursue charges against him. But for now, he did the impossible, got himself a scamming prostitute, got her arrested without getting arrested.
Wow. That is so great.
Nice. And I say salute.
But good luck.
You're
getting
a good man, sir.
Good luck getting congratulations from your wife for that. I was a hero in the papers. But
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. Healthcare providers, you need to renew your CPR certification every 2 years. Are you up to date? NVCC offers CPR and first aid training at campuses in Manassas, Loudoun, and Springfield. Like them on Facebook at NVCC AHA Training Center. Registration's open now, so click their ad on our website. NVCC, take a class, save a life. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, April.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Labor Day.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.